You're listening to Vatican Radio.
If you listen carefully to what Pope Francis has been telling us about communicating, there's much more to it than just conveying facts, figures, or opinions. He says it's about listening, sharing, closeness, acceptance, and truth. Again and again, he asks journalists, writers, reporters, bloggers, and all those who communicate through social media to put their abilities and gifts at the service of the common good in a perspective of true encounter and exchange. Alessandro Gisotti, a veteran journalist at Vatican Radio and member of the Secretariat of Communications Project for Vatican Social Media, has taken the Pope's advice to heart and compiled a guidebook for all those, professionals or non, who want to get the message across. Linda Bordoni talked to him about his recently published Decalogue of the Good Communicator, according to Pope Francis.
Ten Commandments, the Decalogue for a Good Communicator, according to Pope Francis. It's a user-friendly booklet we can all delve into for various reasons. How would you describe it? Who's it for?
I hope that this little book can help the readers to find good ways, good paths of communication centered in the dignity of the human person. A good communicator, Pope Francis tells us many times, is fundamentally a communicator who builds bridges between persons and communities without exclusion, because the essence of a real communication is love. And this is also the reason why I think and I hope that this book is for everyone, not only for journalists, because communication is essential in the life of every one of us.
Cardinal Luis Tagle, who's undoubtedly a great communicator himself, has written the preface to your book, praising your initiative. He also invites readers to use the book to reflect on how God's word and love can guide us as we communicate with others. That's exactly what you have done in each of the 10 chapters, singling out 10 quotes by Pope Francis along these lines, isn't it?
Yes, the 10 commandments are directly inspired by Pope Francis, by his words and his gestures and his silence, I should say. I think that everyone can choose his favorite rule of good communication. For me, the seventh commandment is the most significant, and I should say the easiest to say, the most difficult to apply with listen and then communicate, the importance of listening. Pope Francis underlines this dimension of listening. Listen is much more than hear, because you listen with your heart and not only with your ears, and it makes a great difference.
I found the book quick and easy reading, also because it's interspersed with quotes by the Pope and many literary and practical references. You mentioned Shakespeare, Alessandro Manzoni, Borges, as well as people like Pietro Maso, the young man who killed his parents out of greed and who received a telephone call from Pope Francis. And you mention Vinicio, the man with a disfiguring disease whom Bergoglio embraced so naturally. Would you like to tell me about one of these passages?
The embrace with Vinicio is iconic for me. It is almost a symbol of this pontificate. In his first message for the World Communication Day, Francis has written that the power of communication is closeness. I think that through this embrace with a man disfigured by a terrible disease, the Pope has showed us how closeness can give back dignity to person and start a new dynamic of mercy and reconciliation.
In the troubled times in which we find ourselves, I was particularly interested to read chapter 9, which is dedicated to the need for true encounter and exchange in the digital world, something you say will help build a feeling of citizenship and shared responsibility through the internet.
For Pope Francis, communication must be at the service of an authentic culture of encounter. This is important in the digital world too. The Pope has affirmed that the internet is not a network of wires, it's a network of people. And therefore, the internet can help us to be better citizens. It's up to us to be on the social network a real presence of mercy and committed to build a society which creates fraternal relations in the one humanity, in the one human family. I hope that this little book can give a little contribution to this commitment to be really a presence of mercy, even in the social network.
Thanks there to Alessandro Gisotti, journalist at Vatican Radio and author of the recently published Decalogue of the Good Communicator, according to Pope Francis.